Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Word for Today with Reverend Isaac Thompson.
Get ready for real talk, real life issues in the next half hour.
The next voice you will hear will be no other than Reverend Andre Thompson.
Well, good afternoon, and God bless you. This is your truly Apostle Andre Thompson. I'm delighted to come in your home or on the internet, wherever you may be. This is the Word for Today Radio Broadcast Ministries, and let me tell you, I'm just excited about what God is doing. Yesterday, we had a wonderful time at our Sunday worship service that we also married. I married my spiritual daughter and son. They got married together. Congratulations, Sister Maquita and Brother Isaac. Super. I can say super now, my goodness. Well, we had a wonderful time. Well, listen, today, beloved, I want to talk to you about a topic called conflict in the marriage. We know that there's many conflicts in the marriage. My text is going to be coming from Genesis, the second chapter, verse 18. For it reads as follows. It says that it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for this word. Lord, let your word saturate and penetrate hearts, Lord. And Father, if I decrease, you increase, Lord. You speak through me, Father. Lord, that folks will be elevated, set free. Lord, we thank you right now for everything. We thank you for the atmosphere being saturated with your spirit and your power. We thank you right now for the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, beloved, like I was saying, our text is coming from Genesis, the second chapter, verse 18. It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him. Everything God created in Genesis 1 and 2 became subject to conflict. In Genesis 3, this is true for marriage as well. The couple got into a heated argument. It started over a little of nothing and escalated into a big fuss. In the anger of the moment, he blurted out these words, "I don't understand. What is it that you need from me?" She screamed, "That's the problem. You never really cared what I needed from you." Then there was a long pause of silence. They didn't look at each other, and he slammed the door as he left the room. Sometime later, he quietly returned to the room and spoke in quiet tones. "I have got something to say. I want you to look at me. You're right. I've been selfish. I hope you will forgive me. Now, I really do want to know what you need from me because I love you and I want to take care of you." They embraced and the quarrel was over. Something good came out of it. He realized that love is more than words. Love serves. It meets the needs of another. In marriage, it's meeting the needs of that special person in your life. That's the key to a successful and happy marriage. So I'm going to say that one more time. Amen. Love serves. It meets the need of another. In marriage, it's meeting the need of that special person in your life. And that's the key to successful and happy marriage. Here are some thoughts to consider, amen, regarding handling a conflict in a marriage. My point number one is going to be this one today. Marriage involves a social relationship. Marriage involves a social relationship. God has made all of us with special needs. Even if a person has the gift of celibacy with no need to marry, that same person needs friends and family. No man is an island. Those familiar words are so true in marriage. God designed a way to meet social needs in the most intimate way. It is not good for a man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him. In Genesis 2:18, I reiterate that. Intimate marriages require much time together. I want you to mark that down, write that down. Intimate marriages require require much time together. The relationship is never to be neglected in terms of time together. The marriage partner is that special person in whom you can always depend upon to be there for you. Point number two is marriage also involves a sexual relationship. Marriage also involves a sexual relationship. Sexual needs recognize the gift of God for intimacy in marriage. I'm going to say that one more time. Sexual needs recognize the gift of God for intimacy in marriage. A good marriage cannot be based on sex alone, but the lack of sexual intimacy can be a warning sign in the relationship. I want you to get a chance to look over the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 1 through 9. Amen. I want you to get a chance to read that. And once again, that's 1 Corinthians chapter 7. And that's verses 1 through 9. And I want you to read that because that's a good chapter dealing with marriage. Amen. The gender differences in this area may not always be apparent. The couple should discuss them honestly and directly. Otherwise, indirect conflict could find itself a source in a lack of a discussion about this intimate need. The sexual side of marriage is good, designed by God to be expressed in the loving relationship between a man and his wife. I want you to write down Hebrews, the 13th chapter, verse 4. A neglect in this area could jeopardize the fidelity of the marriage. In other words, can cause someone to go out there and cheat. We don't want that. Point number three, marriage involves stewardship relationship. Let me say it again. Marriage involves a stewardship relationship. What you mean, man of God? Conflict over finances is one of the three leading causes of divorce. Conflict over finances is one of the leading causes to divorce. Amen. I hope you're writing this down. This area of need should be discussed frankly with an understanding of emotions. Financial issues often come from the family of origin. It's good to discuss the difference in dealing with family finances from what you have known from your parents. Fear, jealousy, and anger about finances may have their roots and the family origin. Discuss the emotional issues about finance before the crisis comes. Amen. I got some tips to help you, though. I want to give you some tips. I want you to get a pen and a paper. I don't know how many people are listening today online, but I hope you are. Praise God. Here's some tips to help you. Agree on a plan. Talk about a budget. Identify your basic financial needs. Discuss the management of finances. Who will actually pay the bills and write the checks? Keep no secrets from your mate in finance. This is a very important right here, very important. Keep no secrets from your mate in finances. Be transparent about plans and emotions. My point number four on today is marriage involves a spiritual relationship. Once again, marriage involves a spiritual relationship. One more time. Marriage involves a spiritual relationship. Amen. And I tell you right now, that you have to have a connection with God. You have to be walking with the Lord, amen. You have to have a spiritual relationship, amen. And I'm going to tell you why. I just wanted to post something real quick, amen, let the folks know where to find me. Many people don't understand the spiritual nature of marriage. Most weddings include prayers for the blessing of God on the couple. The spiritual need in marriage is the greatest need. It is the need to love and to be loved. The greatest gift of God is love for us. 1 Corinthians 13:13 speaks about love. The pattern for Christian marriage is the love of Christ for the church. Ephesians 5:25. It is unselfish and unconditional. It seeks to serve the other. This is the way a Christian husband should love his wife. She needs his love and acceptance. He needs her love and respect. Very, very important. I'm going to post this. I think it's very important that marriage, that you understand this one point that I have spoken on. These are the points that I want you to have, and I'm going to go over the 4 points. Let's give you the titles one more time. Amen. It's important that you understand, that you go ahead and replay this broadcast. I truly want you to get this in your spirit. Time does not allow for a great depth in this, but be sure to listen to the broadcast again. Amen. I'm letting you know right now that we have mentioned all 4 points. The first point was marriage involves a social relationship. Part number 2 was marriage also involves a sexual relationship. Point number 3 was marriage involves a stewardship relationship. And remember, I gave you some tips to help you out. I'm going to say those tips before I give you the last point again. Remember, agree on a plan. Talk about a budget. Identify your basic financial needs. Discuss the management of finances. Who will actually pay the bills and write the checks? Keep no secrets from your mate and finances. Be transparent about plans and emotions. And my last point was, marriage involves a spiritual relationship. Amen. So, beloved, I truly hope and pray that this word has been a blessing unto you on today. I wanted to share with you that Citywide Church of God, where I'm the senior pastor, we will be moving into our new Ephesus within a week or so. I want to thank all of you for your prayers, support, not only for the ministry, but also for the radio broadcast. If you're out there on today and you would like to sow into the ministry, sow, take your time and sow into good ground, praise God. You know, you're going to take maybe $5-$10 and go to fast food, McDonald's, Burger King, buy some pizza, whatever it may be. You know, I want you to do me a favor on today. I want everyone that's willing to sow into this ministry. If you know that God has been a blessing to you, and you know this ministry has been a blessing to you, I want you to have a leap of faith. I want you to step out with a leap of faith. Not step, I want you to leap. I want you to have a leap of faith on today. I need 20 people to sow $40 into the ministry. I need 40 people to sow $20 into the ministry. I said it wrong. Thank you, Lord. I need 20 people to sow $40 into the ministry. People that don't mind sowing $40 into the ministry, I truly believe that God is going to bless you immensely. I'm not just speaking this, talking this thing here. We've been celebrating 7 years of being on the radio broadcast, The Word for the Day. There's been some time, not some time, but a total years when we first started, the 7 years today. Amen. 7 years. Praise God. Listen, if you would like to sow, and I need you to move as you hear the voice of God speaking to your spirit, I want you to go to our website, www.citywidecog.org. Once again, that's www.citywidecog.org. That's citywidecog.org. I need you to go there right now. I want you to be obedient to the Spirit. I want you to go ahead and click on our donation button. It'll bring you to our PayPal account. I want you to go ahead and just sow $40 and see if not God will not bless you. The Bible said, try me, see if I will not open up the windows of heaven and bless you. Amen. So I want you to go ahead and be a blessing to the ministry on today. Sow into my life. Amen. Sow into the ministry. Join me on tomorrow and the rest of this week. I'm going to have a conclusion of another topic on tomorrow. And as well, guests coming on Wednesday. You need to be here and pay attention to what God is about to do. Join us on Thursday night at 11 o'clock for our Prayer Warriors International. And coming this Thursday, I'm going to start doing the Bible study on our conference line so that you can hear what we're doing out here in Phillipsburg, New Jersey. So I'm excited about what God is doing. I need you to be a part. I need you to be able to join and get ready, because God is definitely blessing us. Listen, I don't know where you're at, what you're going through, but I want you to email me with your prayer requests. If you have a prayer request, email me at info@citywidecog.org. That is info@citywidecog.org. Now I want to have a word of prayer with you. Heavenly Father, oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Tuesday at noon, we have noonday prayer. So wherever you may be at, I want you to just go ahead at that time and pray. Pray for the leaders, pray for the family, pray for the church. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you right now for the word on today. I thank you for revelation, knowledge, and understanding. I thank you, Father, for being a true God that never fails, never disappoints. But Lord, you have already showed your love for the beginning of time that we call time, even through your Son that has died for our sins. So we thank you on today. And Lord, we ask you that you forgive the backslider, you forgive the Jonas and the prodigal sins. Lord, that you forgive us all, for we are all sinners that are saved by grace. And on today, Father, someone out there that's listening to this broadcast that may want to rededicate their lives to you, they maybe don't know you as their personal Savior, I'm going to say this prayer right now. And as I'm saying this, Lord, that you will bless them, that they will have an awakening, a quickening in their spirit instantaneously, Father, that you will fill them with the Holy Spirit, Father. Now I want you that are listening to my voice out there to repeat this prayer. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I repent and I turn from my evil ways. I believe that you are the Son of God that died for my sins and was resurrected on the third day, and you sit on the right hand side of the Father in heaven. I receive you this day as my Lord and Savior, my personal Savior. Come in my heart, come in my life, come in my mind, come in my soul, come in my all. This day, my being, Lord, I thank you. As I have said this prayer, I have spoken it with my mouth, and I believe it within my heart. So I know your words say it is so. And I thank you right now for salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, you said that prayer of me. Amen. I want to welcome you into the body of Christ. Please email me at info at citywidecog.org. I'd like to send you some material that can help you on your way. Amen. I'm truly just thankful for what God is doing. We had a glorious time last month outside the four walls, bringing the gospel to the street. August 9th, we're going to be doing a water baptism for all those that want to be baptized, submerged in the water. Amen. These are for the folks that have already been spiritually baptized. So now we're going to do the water baptized. This is an outward show of an inward work. Amen. Going down recognizes that we're going down into the burial of Christ, coming up as he's been resurrected into new life. Amen. And also I'd like to make mention that August 8th, amen, we're going to be in the city of Allentown for a great event worldwide. Jesus Save Revival in Allentown, my goodness. And on August 22nd, yours truly, I'm going to have Citywide Church of God. We're going out into the city of Easton, Pennsylvania. We're going to be at the waterfront, the riverfront, thank you, Amphitheater, for an awesome outdoor service. So I want to invite you all to come on out and be a part of that. If you're in our tri-state area, please look on our Facebook page, Citywide Church of God. Look on my personal Facebook page, Pastor Andre Thompson. You'll find me out there if you're not my friend. And get more details or go to our website, www.citywidecog.org. Amen. For updates and more information on upcoming events. Listen, I'm about to get out your way. Please join me on tomorrow. Kingdom blessings upon you and your family. God bless you. This is Apostle Andre Thompson now. Good night. God bless you. I sure hope that you guys have heard this broadcast on today. The thing was if my phone was acting up, but nonetheless, though, I sure really hope that this broadcast was recorded. Listen, I thank God for each and every one of you. You have continued to stay encouraged and know that God is still on the throne. Amen. He has not left us. He has not forsaken us until we meet again. This is yours truly, Apostle Andre Thompson, and I just want to let you know that God loves you, and so do I. Amen.